Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, we like to thank a number of delegations who have made proposals on this so-called issue of intersectional work, and all of them have, to some or greater degree, merit in highlighting some issues that need further consideration. We would also like to congratulate the delegation of South Africa for putting forward their paper, which I think highlights a very specific issue, which is that the main decision-making powers on the BWC have rested with the review conference. It has been the practice, and a whole series of commitments have been built on the fact that review conference decisions are in fact binding commitments by states parties. We are not very convinced that getting away from the consensus rule or the consensus standard would in any way take us closer to common agreement. I think that's it's difficult to accept that, and that's one area where we tend to have a little bit of difference with the South African paper. Thirdly, with the ISU, and I'll return to the ISU in a moment. Mr. Chairman, we are flexible on how we wish to have the review conference decide on how we need to work in the next 4 years. But we would tend to agree with the delegation of Germany, which has hinted that let us agree on the substance. Let us not put the cart before the horse. There are a lot of proposals which focus on form. Form is important. And as far as the Indian delegation is concerned, if there is good substance to discuss, we are willing to come for 4 weeks per year, 5 weeks per year, 6 weeks per year. Time is not the issue. Whether you call them working groups or open-ended working groups or technical groups or whatever, I mean, you know, these are, again, form issues. Form issues are important in their own respect, but they are not that at the top of the list. Thirdly, I think we tend to overdo this notion that somehow giving it to coordinators or giving it to the ISU, somehow giving it to the chairs, some miracle will happen and we are better at implementing the convention than we were otherwise. I would like to pose a question, and many of us here have attended a number of years the intersessional meetings. Let us point out one issue on which there was substantive agreement, but because of lack of proper form, we were unable to take that issue forward. So the issue, the difficulties are not procedural, the difficulties are not form, the difficulties are more substantive. And I think we need to design an intersessional process that gives maximum leeway and possibilities to build common ground on substance. Now, on substance, the open secret is that we will need to find a politically acceptable balance of issues that are of interest to the entire spectrum of states parties that we have in the convention. We tried various permutations and combinations. We ended up with a certain set of intersessional topics that we had for 2011. I think we need to have a discussion on how the 2011 listing can be improved. And there are some suggestions to that in that respect. And most of the suggestions we can readily agree that apply with respect to science and technology, because science and technology was a recurring item every year, and there is some desire to have a different treatment for science and technology. But science and technology is not the only issue. There are other issues that we need to do. Now, let us for a moment spend a little time on the ISU. I think the ISU has done good work. They are short of resources, they are short of people. And I think in terms of the international profile that they've created for the BWC, in terms of the work they do for the states parties, I think the record is very good. But the ISU was a temporary arrangement, and it lives from a review conference to a review conference. Now, it has been a tested tool, it's worked well, but I think we should agree on the substance before we focus on the ISU. We know that tools can be improved, we know the tools can be expanded, tools can be made more representative, but I think they exist for a fit-for-purpose function, which is that we need to agree on the substance. What is the mandate? So therefore, I think at some stage in our discussion, we need to focus not just on the numbers and the finances of the ISU, but what is the mandate that we wish to give them? And the mandate we wish to give them is intrinsically linked to the substantive work that we envisage for ourselves during the review conference. I know these are not new issues, but I think from our perspective, it is from this side of the equation that we wish to approach the very useful and well thought out papers that have been submitted by various delegations.